Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
I got my CCO helmet on. It's going to get to the point where we're all walking around with helmets. Hey, that's a fancy helmet you got there. Your hail helmet. And why can't somebody invent a vehicle that's hail resistant or shingles that are hail resistant? Look, you get up 2-3 inch hail. Good luck. Baseball size. Not much is going to survive that. But it hasn't been that bad, but it's been bad enough. By the way, Paul Douglas joining you on CCO. Thank you for tuning in. The crazy stuff now. East Metro, St. Croix River Valley, Stillwater, Hudson, getting the worst of it. Our friends in western Wisconsin under a severe thunderstorm warning now till 4:45. Washington County in Minnesota, St. Croix and Polk County in Wisconsin under this severe thunderstorm warning. But again, downtown St. Paul, Minneapolis, the close-in suburbs in the clear. It's now St. Croix River Valley, and we're keeping an eye on it. Still seeing some evidence right now of 2-inch hail right near Hudson. That'll put a ding in your Prius. If you have the option, and I hesitate telling people to stop underneath bridge overpasses, because if everybody does that, it becomes unmanageable and probably an even greater accident risk. But if you can pull off the highway and get under a bridge safely without endangering others, or pull your vehicle into the garage, you'll thank yourself. These severe storms now moving into western Wisconsin. Falcon Heights, quarter-inch hail. Roseville, half-dollar size hail, 1 1/4 inch in diameter. Mendota Heights, golf ball size hail, 1 3/4 inch hail. Minneapolis, officially, it was about quarter size, 1 inch diameter hail. Richfield, 1 inch. Let's see, what else do we have here? Yeah, a lot of reports of 1 to 1.5 inch hail in the immediate metro, but this thing is getting stronger as it pushes into western Wisconsin. And again, if you live near Star Prairie, Amory, New Richmond in western Wisconsin, certainly you should be taking evasive action. River Falls, Baldwin, Menominee area, you're about to get hit. And there is another cell we want to keep you posted on. Le Sueur and southern Scott County and also northern Rice County, you are under a warning until about 4:45, pushing towards Lakeville and Northfield. Keep in mind that tornado watch in effect for southern Minnesota until 10 o'clock tonight. The metro, the immediate Twin Cities metro, the risk is slightly smaller for tornadoes, but just as high for hail. And we are under a severe storm watch till 10 in the immediate metro. We also have another warning just north of Rochester, Olmsted County, Wabasha County till 5, 60-mile-an-hour winds and quarter-size hail. No reports of any tornadoes. Keeping an eye on those lone wolf supercell thunderstorms in southern Minnesota. Those are the ones that spin and might just spin up a tornado. Want to take a deep breath. And look, I used to work at McDonald's. I'm very pro-McDonald's. And I've had my fair share of Big Macs. But did you hear about this guy in Wisconsin who's had one Big Mac every day for 50 years?
Oof.
More than 30... I'm amazed he's still alive. Yeah. Don Gorski 32,000 Big Macs, according to the Guinness World Book Records. He started having a Big Mac every day back in 1972. He bought a car from his dad, went to McDonald's on his first drive to pick up one of those double-decker hamburgers. In the moment, he said, I'm going to probably eat these for the rest of my life. And that's exactly what he did. Gorski has returned to that very same McDonald's in Fond du Lac every single day. And this past Wednesday, he celebrated 50 years of almost daily Big Mac munching. He has no plans to stop anytime soon. Now he's going for 40,000. I don't know what to say about that. You have the freedom to do that. We live in a great country, and I mean, look, there's lettuce in there. There's some stuff that passes for vegetables, right?
Yeah, I guess. Sheesh. That's too much. That's way too much.
Too much? We're going to have a fast food quiz.
That's
today's
right.
Terrible trivia.
That's right.
More than you ever wanted to know about fast food. And yeah, I consume my fair share of fast food here. When we come back, there is some amazing stuff coming up this weekend. Todd Walker tells you what you should circle on your calendar next. Paul Douglas and Todd Walker. And Todd Walker was caught in that crazy hailstorm and sought refuge in, of all places, a toilet. I can't get over that.
Hey, well Paul, welcome back. Hey, well, thanks a lot, Paul. So, yeah, I'm driving down 94. The hail hits, and it is just deafening loud on top of my Jeep Wrangler on the, you know, because those are thin tops too. And it's just pound, 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 pound. So I'm on 94 to an event downtown at the U.S. Stadium. And I was like, I can't do the show from my car because it's so loud. I absolutely have to find someplace. So I ducked in this bathroom here, and they said, can I run into your bathroom? So yes, it's Todd from the toilet. Once again, this was the only option.
Toilet Todd. Hey, I'm impressed that you pivot and you find a way to get it done. And that's all that matters in life. And I'm glad you're safe. And I know you've got a lot of stuff on your list today. And what's top of mind for you? What would you like?
Well, you know what? I'm actually going to put the auto show back on here. We talked about it a little bit because I was live from the auto show last week. But right. if I have the hail damage that it sounded like I may have, I might be going back out there to look for a Wrangler, another Jeep. I mean, yeah. So the auto show goes on. It goes on through Sunday. Paul is the ambassador of all the electric vehicle area. There's so much to do, so much to see. I had some friends go out last night. She took her son, and they said they spent the whole night out there with the exhibits open. I mean, I'm sorry, the food stands open. The State Fair food stands are open, so yep. You can check those out. I know you went last night. You said you got home, and let's just say that some of the food didn't agree with you, but there is a lot of great food out there, Paul.
That's right. Just pace yourself with the
yourself.
Food.
Yeah,
pace
I
yourself.
Know.
I think I ate too much too fast.
Yeah, and I like the way it's laid out. I mean, the cars are all yep. out the entire State Fairgrounds. You know, I mean, the convention center for many, many years, I covered it out down there. And it's a nice facility and all, but it gets a little sterile. This feels a little bit more real, a little bit more, you know, grit to it. So check it out. It runs through Sunday.
And thank you for bringing that up. I agree. You know, I enjoyed it at the convention center. I would go most years. But at the fairgrounds, you can actually take a lot of these vehicles for a test drive, and it's complimentary, no charge, no obligation, but it's really cool to be able to get hands on, and you drive around a course at the State Fairgrounds. And you mentioned Jeep. Check out the Wrangler Unlimited 4XE Hybrid. It goes 49 miles just on electric. So depending on how long your commute is, you can have an electric Jeep, and not need much gasoline. It's pretty cool, Todd.
It's very cool. And do the Jeep track. I don't know if you did that, Paul, but the Jeep track is great fun. I mean, it's basically like a state fair ride. You get in one of their Jeeps, and they have a track that you go over very high and, you know, goes back and forth, and you wander, you know, wobble back and forth on the track. But it's really fun. I mean, it's not for kids. It's a serious track. So clearly we're both fans of the auto show, and I'm going to go out there and look at the electric bikes, I think, tomorrow. So, yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. But there's many things going on around town. You can maybe pull some of your favorites off here, Paul, because there's a lot happening.
Man, I mean, Grill Fest at CHS Field in St. Paul, I'm intrigued about that. You had me at grilling.
Yep, so Grill Fest has returned to CHS Field with as with many things that you know stalled for a while. Grill Fest is back. It's happening this weekend. It's $65 per person for tickets. And don't let that dollar amount scare you away, because once you get inside, you will leave a very, very full person, because they have food from so many different places, so many different vendors that you can try, you know, grilled food, obviously. And then they have Bloody Marys that you can sample. They have other cocktails. They have different rubs for different meats. So there's many, many different food options and everything you want for grilling. It's a very fun time. They take up the entire mezzanine down at CHS Field. And that happens both Saturday and Sunday. And it looks like the weather is going to hold out for us. It's going to be a little bit, it's a little bit cooler. But that's not bad for something like this. So definitely check out Grill Fest all weekend long.
Hey, what's happening in Northeast? Tell us about Arterworld. What is that?
I'm so glad to see this come back. This Arterworld is back. And this is the largest art show in the country of its type, where you go around to all the different warehouses in Northeast Minneapolis. They open up their warehouses one time a year, and you go in and you meet with the artists, talk about their work. They, you know, show it, display it, and you can walk away and purchase different items of everything from jewelry to, you know, handmade goods to clothing, just anything that has, you know, an art bend to it, you can find at Arterworld. And it's an elevated show. It's, you're not going to see what I see you often in, Paul, the Hams Brewery tin can hats with the knitting around it. I know that's one of your favorite items to wear, but you won't see that one. You won't.
I can pull that off.
So yeah, so check out Arterworld. It's back once again. So that's great to see. And also, the one that I am headed to shortly is called VCon. So keep your eyes open as you're walking through the streets of Minneapolis. This is Gary V. He's kind of the guru of the cryptocurrency space, with the Theron is his coin. And it is, he has 28 different characters he's created. And he is here. Today I went to a media luncheon where he spoke. Very dynamic, very interesting person. Seems like a lot of many people are big followers of this guy. I've been following him on Instagram and on Twitter. He's very active. But keep your eyes open as you're walking through the streets of Minneapolis this weekend, because Spike Lee is here. He's going to be on the stage Saturday night. Pharrell is here. Eva Longoria is here.
Wow.
So it's a big, big... Snoop Dogg is going to be here tomorrow night. So there's a number of different activities with, and I'm only giving you, four or five of the big names. There are huge names from around the world that are flying in for this event. And it takes place at US Bank Stadium all day on Saturday, all day on Sunday. Tonight there's a very nice party. It's a VIP party that's happening tonight. So, but keep your eyes open. This is a big event. It's the first of its kind ever in the world. And he chose Minnesota to have the conference at. So, I was lucky enough to spend a 15-minute interview with him today. It was very inspiring, and he's a great guy. So,
very cool.
It's a very cool event.
Todd, we have time for a quick plug for Valley Fair. There's another sign that summer is imminent, right? It's opening up this weekend.
Yeah, this is a quick one here. If you've been wanting to take your kids out and enjoy a great time at a carnival, it's Valley Fair season. They always up their game, always add something new. This is the opening weekend, and it's just a fun, happy place to be. You know, you pay one price to get in, and then you have your kids can go on all the rides. Yeah. I'm not a big ride person. I always get a little bit the stomach jumps too much when I go up and down like that. So I'm going to Moulin Rouge tomorrow night too. That's a short run, and that's at the Orpheum. So that's going to be a great, great show. So that's downtown Minneapolis.
Awesome. You always
a lot going on.
Great options. Okay, give me a complimentary flush.
Well, come Paul, on. this is as authentic as can be. There we go.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, yep, we've got Todd from the toilet right there, as you can see. Yep. I mean, this was my only option here today there, my friend. Yeah. So, yep, the full-on toilet. A little bit embarrassing is when I run into some of our CCO listeners and some of our CCO fans that they have me earmarked as the guy that's in the toilet. And what? I do have...
And you should have your own calendar, you know, each month, kind of a different restroom where you've broadcast live from. I try to start a trend.
Boy, my parents would be proud that Todd's career as a journalist is down the toilet at this age.
Well,
but yet, yeah. Now, I don't know how many bathrooms are out here. And I do have to be honest. I know that somebody is rustling around in front. I told him, give me 10 minutes. It's been 15. I should be polite. And, yeah,
he's not going to be happy. He might need that toilet pretty badly.
I better shut that. All right. Okay, guys, we'll see.
Be careful out there. All right. Thanks, buddy.
Take care, buddy. Yeah, you too. Thanks.
Todd Walker. Oh, my goodness. Okay, so you heard the story about the Big Mac guy. How much do you know about fast food? Test your knowledge when we come back on today's terrible trivia. That's next.
You know, when you think when you're 25, you think you know everything. When you're over the age of 60, you realize how precious little you actually do know, and it's humbling. But I mean, the goal with the terrible trivia is not to embarrass anybody, is it?
Well, speak for yourself, there, Mister. Which what? Well, you're over 60.
Well, I will be soon. I'm in my upper 40s.
Oh, you're in your 40s. Okay. Just saying, if you know someone were to be over 60, yeah.
Yeah, theoretically, if somebody was of that age, you quickly realize how little you know, and nothing reminds me of that faster than the terrible trivia quiz every day.
Okay, you're stalling. Can we get on with the trivia?
I'm stalling. I'd prefer.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Or just to
ramble. Well, okay, let's go. Fast food, right?
Yeah, fast food trivia. You heard the story about the guy who ate 10 million, 1,000, 100, whatever, gajillion Big Mac sandwiches.
32,000 Big Macs.
Okay, whatever.
That's impressive.
That's, yeah, suicide is really what it is. But
well, to each his own.
So fast food trivia here. My first one, I'm going to play you a little jingle from McDonald's. See if you recognize this.
It's McDonald's.
47 cents for a three-course meal. McDonald's.
The drive-ins with the golden arches.
McDonald's for us.
That is an old ad from McDonald's. Back when you could get, yes, a three-course meal for 49 cents. I think that just means a burger, fries, and drink, right? That's your three-course meal for 47 cents. So, Paul, in what decade could you get a three-course meal at McDonald's for 47 cents? Was that in the 50s, 60s, or 70s?
Oh, boy. How old is McDonald's?
Well,
I mean, they were two brothers. I think they were in California that started the chain, and then they sold out to Ray Kroc, who made a few billion bucks. I'm stalling. I think it's either 60s or 70s. I can't imagine that it goes back to the 50s. But I'm going to go 70s.
No, 60s. It was actually the 60s when you could hear that famous jingle and get your meal for 47 cents.
47 cents.
Isn't that amazing?
What can you get now for 47 cents?
Nothing. You can't even get a soda for that. Yeah.
You can use the bathroom for 47 cents. A firm handshake. No. Slap across the face. No.
Paul, as I'm sure you know, McDonald's has the more locations worldwide than any other fast food chain. But what fast food chain is number two? What fast food chain has the second most locations in the world? Is it KFC or Subway? Or Burger King?
I think it's KFC because you see them everywhere in Asia. Mm-hmm. It's a delicacy in like China and even Europe. I'm going to go with KFC.
No, it is in fact Subway. And they're not that far behind.
Subway?
Yes, Subway. McDonald's has over 39,000 locations. Subway, 37,000.
Okay, how am I doing?
You're 0 for 2. You want to keep going or are you done?
I want to operate that nuclear power plant up in Becker. You think they'd let me operate that for a week?
No, no.
We heard you on the terrible trivia thing. We'd like you to start pushing buttons. Okay, let's keep going.
Okay, Paul, what is the oldest fast food chain, the very first fast food chain in America to start? Is it McDonald's or Chick-fil-A or White Castle?
Oh, my gosh.
You went to McDonald's University. You got to know this stuff.
These are hard. No, I did not go to McDonald's University. They said I wasn't qualified.
Oh, that's right. Oh, well, okay.
You remember the story? They gave me a nickel raise, and they said, I'm sorry, we're not sending you to Hamburger U. And I was crestfallen. I was bummed. What am I going to do with my life? I have no idea. I don't think it's McDonald's. I'm going to go with... And I don't think it's Chick-fil-A. What's the other one?
White Castle.
I'm going to go with White Castle.
Look at that. It is White Castle. It opened in Wichita, Kansas in 1921. They're also credited as being the inventors of the hamburger bun. How about that? And they sold their sliders.
Really? 1921?
Yes. 1921.
Oh, I'm hungry for some belly bombs.
5 cent sliders. How about that?
Yeah. Okay.
The Taco Bell Mexican pizza is coming back today. You can get your Mexican pizza at your local Taco Bell today.
You're very excited
very good
about
news.
That.
And, you know, look, restaurants discontinue items all the time, and of course Taco Bell does too. Which of these three items is another discontinued Taco Bell item, an item you can no longer find at Taco Bell? Is it the beefy Fritos burrito or the nacho cheese Doritos Locos Taco? Or the Mountain Dew Baja Blast, the Mountain Dew Baja Blast Trusted Freeze, which is like the boozy Baja Blast Freeze. Which one of those is discontinued?
This is hard.
Yeah, I know. I love it.
Yeah. No, you didn't have to make it this hard. what, What was A again? What was
A? Was the beefy Fritos burrito.
I'm going to go with that.
Nice job.
Yes.
You can no longer get a beefy Fritos burrito. All that other stuff, including the boozy Baja Blast, you can get at certain locations.
I need to try that Mexican pizza.
Yes, I know. Soon. We'll make a date.
That'll cure me.
Okay, more questions. Look, some fast food chains have some really weird food offerings. Which one of these is not a real option at a fast food chain? Okay. A, the restaurant Cookout, which is in the Carolinas, has options for sides. These are side items that include hot dogs and quesadillas.
Okay.
So with your hamburger, you can get a side of hot dog or quesadilla. B, at Jack in the Box, which are mostly on the West Coast, you can get a pair of deep-fried tacos for just 99 cents. Or C, at select Arby's restaurants in Texas, you can get the Mega Meat Texas size sandwich with 2.5 pounds of roast beef. Which one of those is fake?
God, I'm really hungry. This was a bad idea. Give me A one more time.
A was the restaurant called The Cookout where you could get a side of a hot dog or quesadilla.
Good grief. I'm going to go with A.
No, that's actually real. The Texas-sized roast beef, that 2.5 pounds. I made that up.
But everything's bigger in Texas.
I know, but so that's a lot.
I believed you. Pounds.
Yeah. Okay, well, sorry.
I messed up. I trusted you.
I think we're out of time. Let's go. Let's talk to Maxie.
Well, that's, you know.
Yeah, you did bad.
Better
luck tomorrow.
2 for 5. I could be a major league baseball player, you know.
Yeah,
2 for 5.
I guess.
Batting 400. All right. When we come back, the one and only Michael Max. Next on CCO. Maxie Sports brought to you by the John Schuster Group at Coldwell Banker Real Estate. Maxie, did you avoid the hail?
No. I literally got in my car. I was going to run somewhere. I was going to watch a game for a few minutes and pulled out onto 11th Street. And as I turned left to get to 394 West, it hit with an absolute vengeance like I have not seen. You know, first it was the rain, and then all of a sudden you heard that different noise, and you go, that ain't rain. And then you go, and this is a little hail. It wasn't a little hail. So I got on 394, and it was backed up. And the reason that it was backed up, and I don't know if you have a theory on this or not, Paul, was that people were parking under bridges and overpasses.
Yes.
Which is fine, except the rest of us have no place to go then. You know what I mean?
I know.
So it wedged everybody into one lane, and it made it really, really difficult for everybody else. So they were safe, which I'm glad, but it made it difficult for everybody else because you couldn't do anything. You could barely navigate. But I don't know that I've been caught in one like that. That might have even merit. Would that merit hail damage perhaps in my vehicle?
Yeah, you know, it was 1 inch in Minneapolis. It got bigger as it moved east. East Metro had some 2 inch, maybe 2.5 inch. If it gets up around half dollar size, ping pong size, there can be damage, especially if there's any wind. It's like a battering ram of ice.
Well, help me here. What do I need to prove to see? I say I got hail damage.
Well, we'll talk after. Okay. The show. Maybe I'll write.
But
seriously, that
was really something. It was and I know it was a sprint, not a marathon, and it just came right over. But holy cow! Did you get it where you are?
We got a little bit of hail. West Metro, but this thing kind of blossomed right over Minneapolis, and then it got stronger as it pushed towards St. Paul and the East Metro. But yeah, I mean, this is prime time for hailstorms. We normally get a few of these every May and June, but yeah, that was a doozy. Hey, the Twins, nice win yesterday.
Nice win.
Carlos Correa is back.
Yep.
And I know they have a day off today. They play Kansas City tomorrow, but still getting it done more times than not, right?
Yeah, and you know, it's been an interesting team to watch because they've got so many different moving parts right now with them. injuries and Paddock hurt and Royce Lewis gets sent down and Kirilov's down. He got four hits last night and Larnach's coming back. I mean, they've got this constant, they're constantly in motion with their injuries and everything else and their roster adjustments. Devin Smeltzer is going to pitch tomorrow. He didn't, you know, start the year with them, but he's pitched with them, he's pitched for them before and he threw for the Saints, to begin this season. He gave them a good outing last week. So you really got to keep a scorecard out to follow this team, but it's made it kind of fun. Now, yeah. The interesting thing about yesterday statistics that I'd never heard of before, 14 runs without a home run and nine different guys drove in runs. Now, that is not the way you'd think this Twins team would be built, but they just kept going gap to gap, hitting the ball to right center and left center field, and they weren't going over the fence, but they were getting close. Gary Sanchez had a good day. His bat's starting to come around. Correa had a couple hits. Luis Arraez is hitting. I don't really know how this team is going to evolve because, you know, I thought it would be a power-hitting team, and they've got some power, but they've kind of gone into this hybrid where they're playing some small ball, too, and I'm not quite sure what this is going to look like.
Maxie, what are you tracking on your show?
Heel. No.
Heel reports, really?
Yeah, Heel reports okay. Probably tonight. Vikings have been practicing all week. So that's been, kind of fun to see them with the new staff, et cetera. New players, Desarius Smith, some of these guys that are coming through. Talked to him the other day about joining this team, the defense. He was a pretty good Green Bay Packer. And they've had some luck with Green Bay Packers. Tonight, Tim Cheetah, a longtime umpire, will join me on Sports the Max. This morning, I emceed an event with Chad Greenway for the Hospitality House. It was really something. And Cliff Malarchuk, who almost lost his life playing goalie in the NHL years ago, and what he's doing now to help people with OCD is going to join me as well.
Wow. We will be tuned in. Thank you, Mike.
All right. Thanks, Paul.
You hang in there, my friend. Be careful. More hail and high water next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.